Radio Wave 96.7 FM. It's 30 minutes past 10. It's the interview that I've been promising you, and it's an absolute honor and a privilege, and I'm so excited about it to have my CrossFit coach, well, one of my CrossFit coaches in studio from CrossFit Damascus, as well as the co-owner of CycleTech, and he's a man that makes Namibia a better place. Patrick, good morning, Patrick.
Hey, Limey, I'm blushing.
Oh, well, I'm excited to have you in here because obviously I get to see you some mornings, early in the morning, before the sun has even rise at CrossFit. And I've been talking about it so much because they say when you join CrossFit, you drink the Kool-Aid.
Right. Have you drunk the Kool-Aid, and how much of it have you drunk?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm drowning in Kool-Aid. So we're talking about CrossFit this morning, and what is CrossFit? If you had to sum it up for us, what is it?
In a nutshell, functional movement at high intensity across various time and modal domains. So modal domains means things like rowing, running, swimming, etc., some weightlifting, some gymnastics. Those are the modes, and then time domains would be anything from 2 minutes all the way to an hour. So it's really just a broad concept of fitness. I think the idea would be that the specialist is punished. We try and develop the 10 general physical skills, mm-hmm. And we try and build well-rounded athletes. And when I say athletes, I'm talking about people from all walks of life. So people think athlete and they think Olympics or they think Commonwealth Games, but we consider everybody who walks through the door at Damascus an athlete, and so we're trying to make better people.
Here's the thing with CrossFit. A lot of people get very intimidated by it because you go online and then you Google CrossFit and you see all these athletes who are absolutely built and they're lifting all these heavy weights, and it seems so intimidating. I even have friends say, I need to get fit enough to start CrossFit. So what's that misconception about?
It's a very real perception or perspective. Sadly, it's not true. And so many people hold off. They're intimidated by what they see. But what most people don't know is that there are two components to CrossFit. The one is the sport, which you see on TV. You see these like super jacked athletes, right, and they're kind of Olympic level and they're moving crazy weights and they just have immense capacity. But then there's CrossFit, the training methodology, and that is something completely different. That's made for everybody. And the guy who, I guess, invented CrossFit, a guy called Greg Glassman, he's been around since the early 2000s. That was his only thing, was how do I make people better? How do we enrich the lives of people through movement? From that, the sport grew. But it's a tiny, tiny fraction of what CrossFit really is. And so what he said is that the needs of your grandmother and an Olympic athlete differ by degree, not by design. So if you walked, let's say an Olympic athlete brought their mom or their grandmother to the box, they'd be doing like high volume, high weight weightlifting movements, and mm-hmm. their grandmother would be doing an air squat. So the stimulus is preserved, right? They're doing the same thing. They're just doing it at a different layer, and something that is appropriate to their level of fitness and their capacity and their age and their circumstances. So when you walk into the box on any morning, I mean, there's 20 people in your class every morning.
Right.
19 of them are doing something that is potentially completely different to what you're doing. You may have more or less capacity. And so this fallacy that people need to be fit to come to CrossFit is the furthest thing from the truth. And those who then boldly kind of step out and walk across the threshold at Damascus, shaking and shimmering, they realize very quickly that it's completely applicable to them. We meet you right where you need to be met, right? Versus we throw you in the deep end and you're injured by the end of the week.
And I can 100% attest to that. I obviously walked in there, fitness level zero.
Right. A brave move. I mean, brave, bold move.
Because the first few classes, you get a little bit intimidated, and then you quickly learn that you're actually really competing against yourself and getting yourself to physical fitness as well. We're going to talk more with Patrick this morning. We've got him in the studio. And if you've got any questions regarding CrossFit, you can go ahead and ask him as well. But before we go on a break, Patrick, I have to ask you this question. Why for you CrossFit? Because obviously the fitness industry is something that you are very familiar with. This is something you have been doing. Why then choose to actually have your own CrossFit box?
So I've been around endurance sport for basically since the military. And so 35 years plus, running, riding, swimming, triathlon, whatever shape or form, long distance stuff. And I realized in my, so Elsk and I have been at this since 2013, so almost a decade. And when I got to my mid-40s, I realized how dysfunctional I was. I was incredibly adept at running and riding and swimming fast.
Right.
But I was pretty useless at the other things, like picking up a bag of cement onto the back of my bucky, sure, or moving the garden rubble or whatever. And So we saw CrossFit, we saw the sport, and we were completely enamored with it. It was, it looked so cool and it looked so fun. But for me, it's been a second lease on life. So I'm very, very injured. I have gotten injured over the last 3 or 4 decades. And it's a, it literally is a second lease on life. And I realized very, very quickly how powerful the methodology is. How you are able to take people who have been sidetracked by injury or by chronic illness, whatever it might be, and you're able to give them some sort of quality of life again through this CrossFit methodology. So it's an incredibly elegant solution to like a really big problem, which is dysfunction.
All right. So just after the break, we can talk about some of my experiences with CrossFit.
Cool.
And also, Patrick doesn't know this. Yesterday, I jumped onto the scale because it's
one hit music station.
43 minutes past 10 in the morning. We're having the most interesting off-air conversation that we're going to bring on air right now. We're speaking to one of the co-owners of CrossFit Damascus. I've obviously been speaking about it because I started my journey just this year. And Damascus, by the way, means the road to transformation. And for me, Patrick, the biggest transformation has been mentally. I know that a lot of people join gyms because of what you want to look like physically, you know, hot girl summer, bikini body. But for me, mentally, that has been the biggest game changer.
So I want you to kind of expand on that a little bit because I'm surprised by the response. Again, I think most people are looking for a physical transformation.
Right.
But I think the mental aspect is where it's really, really important. So tell me, what sets, why is it different? If you go to Damascus for, or if you go to the gym, wherever
right.
you do, if you do something like that, how does that set you up and how does it differ when you don't?
Honestly, if I wake up and I don't go to the gym, already my day lags. I feel a bit discouraged. My mindset is a little bit more negative. But the minute I walk out of that box in the morning, already that hit of dopamine, right?
Right.
It just gets to you and already you've got that little bit of positivity. I don't know how it works, but it does.
So I think you're spot on, but I think there's more to it. So you're achieving something. You have like a positive outcome very, very early in the day. Mm-hmm. I'm a big believer in making my bed. I'm 55 years old. I make my bed every morning because I believe it sets me up for success for the rest of the day. And so I think going to the gym is no different, right? You commit. I mean, it's a 5 a.m., 6 a.m. It's early.
Yeah.
Most of the world is still in bed or they're asleep.
Right.
Lots of people are falling out of bed, falling into their cars, falling into the office like a slug. You and the other 19 people in the class with you, you've moved oxygen, you've moved blood, you've moved your joints, you've primed, your brain is fired up. And so the rest of the day is just largely a positive outcome. And the other interesting thing for me is that when you encounter setbacks during your day, you're much better equipped to handle them because you've kind of done something hard that morning. You've shared suffering with 19 other people,
right.
and it's so it's a really important aspect.
But let's talk about physical fitness, and you know, so many of us now live a sedentary lifestyle. You know, you go to work, you sit for the 9 to 5, you go home, you sit on that couch, and then you don't move. And one thing that I discovered about going to CrossFit was that my knees were in absolute pain. I was telling you the story, and I went to my doctor, and he said, "Well, it's because your brain has stopped sending the fluid to your joints because you weren't moving them enough."
100%.
And what you don't use, you will lose when it comes to your body. What other transformations have you seen by helping people work out and live a more physically active lifestyle?
So we've had, I think, again, to come back to the CrossFit, the sport, and CrossFit, the methodology, I think a lot of people kind of see these super jacked athletes and this crazy capacity, but that's not really where the important stuff happens. The important stuff happens in the boxes. And again, Coach Glassman said many, many years ago, he was more interested in hearing about the stories where a box, a CrossFit gym, had helped a member strip off 10, 20, 30, 40, maybe even 100 pounds versus how many athletes they'd sent to the games. And that, for us, it's the stories. People like you, some of the other members at our gym, some of the other members at the other gyms, where people have this like radical change and they take charge of their health and they take charge of their well-being. We outsource so many things, right? We make it everybody else's problem.
Right.
We outsource our financial consulting, our health consulting, everything gets outsourced. But when you take charge of your own health and your own well-being, I think that's one of the most powerful things you can do. And these people see tangible change. And so we have members that have dropped 30, 40 kilos that have come off chronic medication. So I was saying to you off air, like, sickness is big money, right? I have lots of friends in the medical game. But the reality is that like there's a lot of dime that turns because people are buying pharmaceuticals, they're buying medication.
Right.
They're seeing doctors. The medical aides are under big pressure because of all this chronic lifestyle disease. And these people are able to turn around their lives within a matter of months, where they go back to see their doctor and suddenly they're no longer on blood pressure medication. People who are diabetic, and I'm not saying this fits for everybody, so it's a generalization. Not everything works for everybody the same way, but lots of people are literally able to wean themselves off some of the most hardcore medication. People who suffer from depression, you know, who are on meds for depression, are able to find purpose to their lives through exercise. And we're talking about CrossFit specifically, but I just think exercise in general, it's free. I get lots of people who tell me they can't do this, they can't do that. Walking outside is free. You just need to get out the door
and get
moving. You need to get moving. And I'm super, super concerned about the state of the wellness of Namibians, right? Like, this is where I live. This is where I ply my trade. But I look at so many people, and they are falling apart. They're literally falling apart.
Absolutely.
And so the cool stuff at the box is those personal stories where somebody like you, you regain the use of your knees. You've kind of, you start the day with a skip in your step, as it were.
Absolutely.
If you think about people who lose 10 or 20 kilos, how much extra work your heart is doing. So if you were to take a backpack on, if you were to put a toddler on each arm and walk around with them for the entire day, you'd know it's a real, real strain. And so for those people who lose kilos, who move all their markers in the correct direction towards, from sickness towards wellness, their lives change. And so the Kool-Aid is there because people go out and they tell others, because it's just this radical, life-changing, positive experience.
And that it absolutely is. So let's talk about physically, because I know a lot of my friends have been saying, you look so much better. You're looking really good, and the legs, and I'm seeing it, and I'm building the muscles, and I'm really seeing the difference. It's been 6 months of CrossFit officially. But yesterday, I threw the scale away when I started CrossFit. I was like, no, it's all about the fitness.
Great strategy.
And mental health, and I really don't care what the scale is going to say. I'm just going to improve my fitness level, and I'm going to remain consistent. But I have to admit this to you, my eating is still rubbish.
Okay.
But I got onto the scale yesterday because we had an HP wellness day, and I had dropped, without changing anything else in my life other than going to CrossFit 5 days a week, and, well, 3 days a week in the beginning, I've lost 5 kilos, and I'm really impressed.
You should be. But well played, well deserved, because you've been really, really consistent in showing up.
Yeah.
And so the proof is basically that if you're prepared, you started on a 3-day week package with us.
Yeah.
You've bumped it up to 5 times a week. So you're coming Monday through Friday. You are investing an hour a day in yourself, and the rewards are clear.
Right? Absolutely.
Nothing else. Look, you can't. There's a saying in the fitness game that you can't out-train a poor diet. And so you and I are going to have an off-air conversation about how we clean your diet up, because part of the CrossFit description.
As long as I can still have wine, like Alka, please.
You can have wine. You can have wine. And I think that's so important, is that so many people out there think they need to make these radical changes. If you get out of the door and you exercise for 30 minutes a day, you don't have to come to CrossFit. You just need to get out of the door and walk for 30 minutes. And make a couple of small changes to your diet. You know, cut out some of the highly processed stuff and replace it with nutrient-dense whole foods. Have your glass of wine. Live a normal life, but find a good kind of place of balance versus these radical pendulum swings where you're either doing one thing on this side of the room.
And especially when you do it in short bursts, which is my history of the diet, right? 30-day, we're going to do the cayenne pepper and all these horrendous things, just something more sustainable.
More, and that's exactly the word. It's got to be sustainable. So many people, I mean, we talk to Cass and Phil, my other partners together with Elsker, are both dietitians, and they run their practice from the premises. They see so many people that come in, and for many, many, I think women more than men, they want to lose weight, right?
Right. For a wedding.
And they've gone for a wedding, for bikini season, whatever it is. You know? And so the driver is, I need to lose weight. I need to get rid of 5 kilos, 10 kilos, whatever it is. And you hear the stories, and they've been on these crazy, crazy,
mad,
fad diets, which are super restrictive.
Lollipop diet.
I haven't even heard of that. But the deal is basically they're not sustainable. So people they bury themselves in this thing for a week, and then come the weekend, the wheels come off. Every time you do one of those, you destroy your metabolism.
And it comes back with tax.
Comes back with tax. Every time. The worst kind of tax, because it's another kilo.
Patrick, it's been an absolute pleasure. We can hear your passion from just speaking to us this morning, the importance of movement and exercise. But very lastly, I know there's somebody listening who physically is probably going through it, chronic illness, sedentary lifestyle, hasn't moved, you know, maybe in a depressive state. What is your one word to them of how to get active?
Yeah, weighty question. Only you can take control of your life. Like, nobody else can do this for you. And it literally starts with a first step. Get out the door and go for a 5-minute walk. Hopefully your situation is such that you'll be able to get out of the door for 5 minutes. Do that today. Build on that tomorrow. Next week, go for 6 minutes. And keep doing it in small, small steps, but get moving.
There you go. Just get out the door and go for a 5-minute walk. My absolute pleasure to have my CrossFit coach in studio today, Patrick, the Hood of CrossFit Damascus, as well as the co-owner of CycleTech. Get out the door and get moving.
If you ever think about glass, then you need to think PG Glass.